Hello, you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, and I'm Charlotte Kniep. And if you've been listening to our show for a while, then it's no secret that I'm fascinated with morning routines. We've discussed it a lot, and we've interviewed various experts on what they do the first thing in the morning. And I think I just love this idea that you can pattern your whole day and even your life after a few little decisions that you make in the early hours of every day. And having a successful morning routine, it just gives us a sense of drive and purpose. And no matter what your employment situation is, you can decide for yourself how you want your day to go based on what you choose to do when you wake up. And I just love that. So I came across this article in Entrepreneur Magazine a little while ago called 8 Things Successful People Do Before Breakfast. And I wanted to share a couple of these tips with you today and add a little bit of a spiritual spin and understanding to them. So tip number 1 is successful people wake up before everyone else. So a lot of this has to do with what your nightly routine is, but waking up earlier than the rest of your family can actually allow you a few moments of peace to be able to set the focus for the rest of your day. And it's really hard for me personally to be a morning person, but every time I force myself to get up before my husband and go to the gym or read or pray before the sounds of cell phones and email and showers start running, I just feel really connected to my body and my mind, and I feel more in control of my little universe that I live in. And the early morning hours are also really special because you can be quiet and alone with your thoughts and feelings, and you're also more susceptible to receiving personal comfort and revelation from God during those times. And former LDS church leader Harold B. Lee once said that his friend Marion G. Romney, another LDS leader, said, quote, "If you are to be successful, you will need to be inspired. You will need to receive revelation. I will give you one piece of advice. Go to bed early and get up early. If you do, your body and mind will become rested, and then in the quiet of those early morning hours, you will receive more flashes of inspiration and insight than at any other time of the day," end quote. So if you are getting up a little bit earlier to read the scriptures and pray, make sure to keep a notebook with you so you can write down all of these flashes of inspiration that you can get from the Lord. All right, tip number 2 that people do early in the morning is to exercise. And this is a really good way to not only relieve stress and frustration, but it can get your mind and your body set to go for the rest of the day. And I notice a huge difference in my ability to focus and concentrate and sit still when I come to work if I've exercised in the morning already. So also, you'll also sleep a lot better at night after a good workout. And Dr. Travis Bradbury says that, quote, "Getting your body moving for as little as 10 minutes releases GABA, which is a neurotransmitter that makes your brain feel soothed and keeps you in control of your impulses," end quote. So that's definitely important to have, especially if you work in a high-stress environment or if you're at home with a lot of rowdy kids all day long. Tip number 3 is to take a shower. And this might seem like a no-brainer in the mornings, especially after you've exercised, but showering in warm water actually helps release dopamine into your brain, which can help put you into a relaxed mental state and boost your creativity in your brain. So if you work especially in a creative environment, be sure to do that. And then tip number 4 is to write down what you're grateful for. So Dr. Robert Emmons, a professor at the University of California, Davis, and one of the leading scholars in the scientific study of gratitude, found proof that when people write down the things they are grateful for on a regular basis, those people actually end up being more loving, forgiving, and optimistic about their futures. They exercise more frequently, they report fewer illnesses, and they generally just feel better about their lives. And we can, of course, do this in a journal or be more mindful of starting our morning prayers off with all of the blessings that we recognize in our lives before we ask the Lord for anything else. And reading the scriptures is another tip that I would add, along with writing down what you're grateful for and expressing that gratitude in prayer, is reading the scriptures. I found that when I start my days off by reading, there's so many distractions and temptations that we all come across throughout the day, but the scriptures give us this power to feel the Spirit and to be guided to choose good throughout the day. Former LDS Apostle Elder Boyd K. Packer said, quote, "Make scripture reading a part of your regular routine and the blessings will follow. There is in the scriptures a voice of warning, but there is also great nourishment," end quote. And then tip five is to spend some time working on or thinking about a passion project or a hobby. So having these projects outside of work or these things that you like to do can be a really great way to decompress and to be creative. So when your mind is just, you've just woken up and your mind's fresh in the morning, this can be the best time to work on things that require innovative thinking and a lot of problem-solving skills. And then tip six is to spend some quality time with your family in the morning. So whether it's eating breakfast together, saying a family prayer, reading the scriptures, or even exercising together, spending time in the morning with those you love and care for can help put you in a better mood for the rest of the day. And then tip seven is to make a plan. And then it's time to tackle what needs to get done for the day. Send some emails, write down your goals or tasks, and make a list of people to contact. That can all make you feel more organized and prepared for your day before you get into the office and start your activities for work or your activities for the rest of the day. So if you set some goals and make even just a checklist of everything you need to get done, you'll feel a lot more in control of your time. And I think it's important for me to be constantly working on having a successful morning routine because inevitably, I'll always end up making some mistake throughout the day, or I'll do some foolish thing or waste some time somehow. So I love knowing that with a good night's rest and a fresh perspective tomorrow, from waking up early and exercising and remembering what I'm grateful for and praying and reading and setting goals and being with my family, I know that if I do those things, I can make the next day that much stronger. So for more of our episodes on morning routines, you can look up the Mormon Channel Daily Archives on mormonchannel.org. And we're going to end our episode today with a quote from one of my favorite American authors and philosophers, Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he said, quote, "Finish each day and be done with it. You have done what you could. Some blunders and absurdities no doubt crept in. Forget them as soon as you can. Tomorrow is a new day. You shall begin it serenely and with too high a spirit to be encumbered with your old nonsense," end quote. Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.